Support provided by the Center for Breast Health at Heartland Regional Medical Center, offering 3D mammography, breast ultrasound, breast MRI, and stereotactic biopsy. Tours of the center available at 618-988-7001.
Good morning. Today is the 7th day of December, and on your WSIU Almanac, 1842, on this day, saw the very first public concert by the New York Philharmonic Orchestra. In 1787 today, Delaware becomes the first state to ratify the new U.S. Constitution. And in 1931, Ford ended production of its popular Model A. Locally in Carbondale, at the Daimi Community Center on North Illinois Avenue, the Holiday Craft Fair takes place this Saturday from 3 to 7. Wool felting, nature art, locally made jewelry, it's all there. And this annual event will support local artists and crafters and also support and promote small businesses within the community. Olney Central College will put on the holiday cheer on December the 15th. That's a Thursday, by the way, at their annual Christmas concert featuring the OCC Community Choir, the OCC Concert Choir, plus additional accompaniment by an authentic chamber orchestra, including a pipe organ.
When you're in the room and a real organ is playing, you hear why, because it's moving real air, this visceral, vibrant feeling that's going through the room that an electronic, you know, keyboard in no way can replicate.
That's Andrew Pittman, Director of Choral Activities at OCC.
I always want people to come just simply to hear the organ, because it's not an electronic organ, it's a real pipe organ that we bring in.
Again, the OCC concert is Thursday, December the 15th at the John D. Stoll Performing Arts Center. And that wraps up your WSIU Almanac for Wednesday. Enjoy your day. Good Wednesday morning, and here is your WSIU Almanac. The microwave oven was patented on this day in 1945. Locally, tomorrow night in Cape, you can see a recital by percussionist Christopher Wilson, who's a doctoral candidate in percussion at the University of Northern Colorado. He'll feature music played on the marimba. This concert is free and is sponsored by the Arts Council of Southeast Missouri. And the event takes place at the Arts Council headquarters, 16 North Spanish Street in Cape Girardeau. Even though it's cold outside in the gardens, you can still get fresh, locally grown food at the Winter Farmers Market, taking place on December the 17th at Carbondale Community High School, starting at 9 a.m. In fact, the Indoor Farmers Market runs through March on Saturdays, sponsored by the local nonprofit Carbondale Community Farmers Market. Tomorrow night, starting at 6 in Harrisburg, the Lights Parade takes place, and the actual start point is the Harrisburg Fire Station. And a special note to make sure the parade goes off without a hitch, Illinois Route 13 in Harrisburg will be closed tomorrow from Jackson Street to US 45 before and after the parade. This annual parade is organized by the Harrisburg Fire Department and the Harrisburg Lions Club. And this Saturday afternoon, starting at 3 at the Daimi Community Center on North Illinois Avenue in Carbondale, the annual Holiday Craft Fair will take place. You'll be able to see locally made, handcrafted products. And that's your December the 7th version of the WSIU Almanac. Have a good day.